The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Central Time, 12 noon Central Time. Oh, yeah, we could make a jingle out of that, right? 12 noon Central Time. Actually, it's 6 minutes after now. I lied, but at least I admit it. I admit it. I am not a crook. It's the day before Thanksgiving Day. That's November 23rd, 2022. The day after JFK's assassination. He didn't get to eat turkey that year. Huh. Well, so, you know, we were talking before about the Rutherford Institute's constitutional attorney, John Whitehead. We've had him on the show here just last week. The Sixth Amendment, as far as the rights of the accused in criminal cases, there is a longstanding right to have a trial by an impartial jury of 12 fellow citizens, right? Well, in the case of Karami versus Arizona, the Supreme Court let stand a lower court ruling that undermines that right to have 12 jurors. Wow. For a criminal trial. They want less. They want, what are they going to use? 6, 10? We call them brain deads. Because most of the people that get selected to be on state and federal juries, if they knew what jury nullification was, people that, I mean, literally, you know, there's two things, either civil or criminal trials, right? And if you have a civil trial, it is by the preponderance of the evidence. In other words, the plaintiff has to prove his case. In criminal trials, it's all about reasonable doubt. In other words, if the evidence that's presented by the prosecuting attorney leaves any doubt whatsoever, you have to acquit. You know, because in the cases where it's perfectly obvious the guy was not guilty, if you refuse to acquit, you're all full of answer it. Yeah, out loud. There you go. I'm happy now. If you refuse to acquit, you're all full of thank you. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I got to do my Clint Eastwood there. Hey, you know what? It's the day before Thanksgiving. We can cut up and be levity. Remember, I don't have a filter today. In fact, I don't think I have a filter today. 365 days out of the year. And here's the thing, if you're not paying attention to who's buying your adjoining land, you know, you got to wonder about that. Why weren't all the neighbors complaining when China bought all that acreage up there in North Dakota near Grand Forks, their base? Why weren't they complaining? Oh, well, no, it's legal. It's totally legal. Yes, here we are with the Dalai Lama. Here we're down the 18th tee of Augusta. There's the Cinderella boy. He tees up. It's in a hole. Yep. I know it. It's craziness, isn't it? This is what's going on with our country, and what are we the people doing about it?
I want to go eat my turkey.
You see, you remember way back when, if you want to talk about conspiracy theories, do you remember New York Senator Jacob Javits? Yeah, just like Chuckie Schumer, he's Jewish, right? Jacob Javits. Well, he had a Jewish administrative assistant named Harold Rosenthal. Remember the story about Harold? Harold was assassinated on an Il Al flight. He was the only body that was shot and dumped on the tarmac during the hijacking. Why? Well, because he did an interview with somebody that let it slip that we have you, and I'm talking about the government and everybody in Congress, we have you so conditioned to worry about your toil and your next meal that you're not paying attention to anything we're doing behind the scenes to completely put you into slavery and total bondage, and we will be in total control. Yeah, he talked to an interviewer and let it slip, and that's why he got executed. That's the alleged idea behind his execution in Israel, because he was on a flight and it got hijacked, and he's the only one who got shot and his body dumped on the tarmac. Harold Rosenthal, if you don't believe me, look it up. It's there. I think even Wikipedia has a story about it. And if you don't like Wikipedia because you think they're woke, well, don't donate to them. I stopped because I do think they're woke. I think they control a lot of it. If I see all this crap about the Kardashians and everything else online, I mean, how much of that stuff is fluff? Just because, see, the only reason they got rich is because people can't stop with this reality crap. Oh, you know, the Chrisleys, by the way, he and his wife, the Chrisley thing, that movie series, that reality series, tax fraud, tax evasion. They're both doing time. He got 13 years. She got 7. Husband and wife here going to prison. You know, they didn't even wait to April 15th to do that, to send a message like they usually do. Wow. Adam Data, I use him a lot, has revealed in an article that grocery store locations are impacting the U.S. housing market. Really? Now think about that. Living near a Trader Joe's, a Whole Foods, or an Aldi, you might affect a home's value as a home buyer based on home price appreciation and home equity, or as an investor looking for the best home flipping returns and home seller return of investment. Return on investment, that's ROI for those of you in the investor community or not in the investor community that don't know what ROI stands for. It's return on investment. That means how much you're going to net when it's all said and done. For this analysis, Adam Data looked at current average home values, five-year home price appreciation for the year-to-date 2022 versus year-to-date 2017, current average home equity, home seller profits, and home flipping rates in U.S. zip codes with at least one Whole Foods store, one Trader Joe's store, and one Aldi store. And, of course, we have the complete infographic on our email blast that you can look at to see if you're near one of those and whether the equity in your property is going up. You see, we're all about solutions here. Now, in other economic news, wouldn't you know it, this FTX thing, $300 million siphoned off by 30-year-old Sam Bankman-Fried, crypto hedge fund, trading billions of dollars from FTX accounts without clients' knowledge, and now all of a sudden he's filing bankruptcy. And who took it over? John J. Ray III, former CEO of Enron. He plans to sell it off in a successful restructuring. Of course, they're saying it's impossible. 1 million customers and other investors are facing total losses of billions of dollars. And Tom Brady and all these other people are now facing the music because they helped promote it. But see, the real story is regulatory crackdown in the wake of the FTX scandal would erode liberties without addressing demand for new currencies, according to the experts. This is what, you know, there's no demand for an alternative to the fiat dollar. Oh, they're admitting it. The economists are admitting it's fiat. I think that's the only truthful thing about anything they've said. And now they want to go to digital currency? And what standard and store of value might that be tied to, folks? You know, everything's got to have a standard and store of value unless it's not intrinsic. See, the dollar used to be tied to gold and silver. Not anymore. Or as Chong would say, not anymore, man. Yep. You know, I mean, this is it. It's not that way. Fiat dollar. Wow. Amazing. But you see, the thing is, this international scandal is now giving regulators an excuse to further move into regulatory controls. And you watch, you better be calling your bank right now saying, hey, are you participating in this digital currency? Because if you are, I'm closing all my accounts and taking out all my money. I guarantee you, if a bank gets 100 phone calls from heavy depositors, maybe we shouldn't do that. Because, see, what I fear that they will do is spring it on you all at once. And all of a sudden you get a notice, an email in your inbox, or a notice saying, oh, we've now switched to digital currency, which is why many of you who have big, large amounts of money in the banks may want to move it to smaller banks and figure out ways to convert it into usable goods and currency. Now imagine going to a prepper's home and seeing half of a barn, climate-controlled area of a barn, filled up wall-to-wall with toilet paper. Imagine that. Or rice, or beans, or whiskey, or cigarettes, vices. Imagine finding that and asking yourself, why is this guy, see, we talked about that with Hugh Simpson. You see, because people have vices, if they wanted a bottle of whiskey, they would trade you their firearm for it. They would give up their security and their safety in exchange for a bottle of booze because they got a vice they can't get out of their system. Then they're going to be looking for what else they can trade. You see, when it hits the fan, and it will, because history always repeats itself, and those who are ignorant of it are determined to repeat it, or at least participate in it and help repeat it. Especially the ignorant. See, that's why I say we got the smartest listeners on this program that are probably already taking note of everything we've discussed and all the people we've had online. And by the way, if you were invested in Tesla, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I had to say that in slow motion. Do you know why? They just took a $700 billion loss. Triple Disney's total market cap. Tesla's market capitalization has plummeted from over $1.2 trillion to $530 billion in the last year alone. Yeah, the $760 billion loss is the equivalent to triple the entire market cap of the Walt Disney Company. This is a report by Business Insider saying that Tesla's market valuation has plummeted by nearly $700 billion from its peak a year ago. Wow. That's the equivalent to the market of 3 Disneys, 4 Nikes, or 6 Starbucks, just to kind of put it in layman's terms. So if you're in Tesla, you just took a bath. I was in Tesla at one time. I got out. I got out of all of it. I don't trust the markets because they're controlled by rich people who beat up on poor people and steal their money. Oh, they may let you do some options trading. I took options trading, and I watched all of this, and it's like, no, I figured it out too early. That's a big risk, and unless you've got, 30, 40 grand that you can just pipped away, not worth it. That's like, you might as well take your 30, 40 grand. I used to know a guy in Austin that would take 40 grand, go to Vegas, and just blow it. Yeah. He ran a sports book illegally and ran past tense. Got in trouble with it. But can you imagine going to Vegas and, they know you've got the money and they roll out the red carpet. We've got a penthouse suite for you, sir. Come on, you bring your wife and your family and your kiddies up here and let's have a party because we know you're going to drop 40 large in our casino because you have a gambling addiction. Gee, I wonder how that's going to happen when the casinos don't operate because there's no electricity. How's that going to work? I wonder about that sometimes. There I go doing my Andy Looney again. In the science and technology category, a new drone from Israel's Elbit Systems. Now, there's a video. You are going to love this video because literally they can fly this drone. It's called Lanius. Combines a number of technologies that put at the forefront of how drones are transforming war. Now imagine them having a drone like that in the United States where they can literally fly through an open window or door. They'll figure out a way. Let's say that you've got, a mobile home and the siding is loose. and that then there's a hole in the siding, they can fly that drone in underneath your house and blow it up right underneath your house. Yeah, imagine that. There's a story in our email blast with a video so you can watch them blow up their enemy. I'm assuming since it's Elbit and it's Israeli that they're blowing up Palestinians. Oh, that's a thrill for those of you who are anti-Palestinian. Oh, my God. Piss off the left again. You know what? I'm just reporting what they're saying. I'm reporting the news. This is a Legion X robotic and autonomous combat solution. Since we're all about solution, hey, Elbit, would you sell me a few of those? Yeah, I doubt it. They'll ask me, what do you want them for? And I'll say, for caca and giggles. Like Austin Powers used to say, only he used a different term for caca. Anyway, you know, because if all of a sudden the SWAT team comes to my door at 6 o'clock in the morning, I want to be able to fly one of those drones overhead. Can you imagine that? What mere folly. I know, Krieger, what are you thinking? You know, I doubt they're ever going to sell me that. In fact, they're only going to probably sell it to the military. In fact, I bet they sell a ton of them to Ukraine. What do you want to make a bet? That the U.S. is going to buy a whole bunch of those and send them over to Ukraine. And they'll fly them into Russia. Yeah. And they'll target regular Russian citizens. And they'll just set them off, you know, just to make a point. They'll fly them over Russian troops and explode them. Yeah, you watch. You watch. We are fighting a proxy war we're never going to win. In fact, it might even get worse. In the health category, the importance of muscle in healthy aging is the subject of an article that we have posted about your muscle mass and how if you don't do anything to stop the reduction in muscle mass, you're going to lose about 15% of it between your 30s and your 80s. An interesting article. Research shows the strongest one-third of the population over 60 have a 50% lower death rate than the weakest. The strongest one-third of the population over 60 have a 50% lower death rate than the weakest. Hopefully you heard what I just said and you will get some exercise. Aerobic exercise in isolation reduces your all-cause mortality by 16%, and strength training only reduces it by 21%, which means if you lift weights in your home, okay? Whereas if you do both, you reduce your all-cause mortality by 29%. That's almost one-third. And the FDA, oh, here we go. They've approved the first gene therapy for hemophilia, priced at $3.5 million. Oh, I just want to run out and get some gene therapy, don't you? Australian drug maker CSL Limited yesterday set the list price of its one-time gene therapy for hemophilia B at $3.5 million, making it the world's most expensive treatment following its approval by the FDA. First gene therapy for the rare genetic blood clotting disorder, offering long-term solution for patients against current treatments from Biogen, Pfizer, and others that focus on regular infusions. One in about 40,000 people is affected by the condition caused by a gene mutation that hampers the body's ability to make factor IX. Well, you got $3.5 million? You want to inject this gene therapy? Now, you remember what happened with the gene therapy that they're injecting on a really regular basis? They're trying to mandate that we take? How'd that gene therapy work out? Yeah. This time they're going to soak you for $3.5 million and you could die. Yeah. I want to see the tests before I cough up $3.5 million on a gene therapy drug. In the energy and environment category, Saudi Arabian Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman asserted Monday his country and other OPEC plus member nations remain ready to intervene. And again, they cut oil production if they deem it necessary. They will do it. It's a rebuke of a report in the Wall Street Journal claiming the oil cartel was preparing to increase the supply. And they go, oh, not so fast. Oh, not so fast. We're going to decrease the oil supply just to spite you. We're not cutting off our nose to despite our face. Nope. No, we're not. Wow. Can you imagine that? Boy, that makes Biden a real liar, doesn't it? What's he going to do to U.S. gas prices? What's he going to do? Go over there and kiss the Saudi Arabian minister's ring again? Yeah. Now want to buy me a case of Pope on a rope. All right. Let's see. Moving right along here. Protests as government bans burning natural abundant fuel. Oh, this is really going to piss off people. Now imagine you live in Ireland. Okay. I love Ireland. I would move there if it wasn't socialist. I swear to God, I would help them with their housing crisis. I would do all sorts of things to help them. But they are go sowing woke left. Yeah, they're going left. So left, I can't take it. Now they've really blown it. Protests are now ramping up as the government is telling them they cannot harvest and burn turf. Now, most of you are sitting there thinking, turf? What are they burning grass for? No. I looked it up. Turf is not what you think. It's not grass. Turf is what they've done for thousands of years. They cut it. They harvest it. It's dried peat. And it burns. And they use it to heat their homes. And it's natural. And it's an abundant supply. But the Irish government has come out and said, nope, you can't burn it. And they did it just in time for the winter energy crisis. Isn't that wonderful? Huh. They can't burn turf, the peat that they use to heat their homes. Oh, you don't understand. It literally, you know, it's part of our green agenda. Hey, who are you to look at the Irish? Wouldn't you know it? Hey, quick, you're not going to be able to burn the turf again, are you? Well, I think you better go have another Irish civil war again. Oh, it's a good thing they're not doing it in Northern Ireland. The IRA would be protesting. I'll bet you they'd be blowing up more than a Wattle Bridge in Cavan. Yep. Wow. See, the only means. Now, what are they going to do? Burn firewood? Next thing you know, they'll be banning that. Imagine what they would do if you were able to harvest turf in this country, or you had natural fuels like coal, or you had firewood, and all of a sudden the government put out a mandate and said, no burning of firewood anymore. And that's the only way you had to heat your house. What would you do? I'd like to entertain that question. 844-769-2944. We're going to be back at the bottom of the hour to take your phone calls on that very question after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, November 23rd, 2024. Dave Krieger here with you. And my wonderful wife just decided that she was going to text me some more information about Pete. For those of you who don't know, and I'm not talking about Buttigieg here. God. What another moron in the administration put to work, huh? Yeah, there's so much for parenting skills. Partially decomposed vegetable matter, usually mosses, found in bogs and used as fertilizer and fuel. Fertilizer, too. Ooh. Partly decomposed vegetable matter produced under various conditions of climate and topography and of considerable importance in certain regions as fuel. A small block of peat bog or moss resembling an ordinary brick in shape, cut and dried for fuel. A substance of vegetable origin consisting of roots and fibers, moss, etc., in various stages of decomposition and found as a kind of turf or bog, usually in low situations, where it's always more and less saturated with water. It's often dried and used for fuel. Yep. Moss of the genus Sphagnum. I'm sure Darlene in Indiana knows what that is. It often grows abundantly in boggy or peaty places, and the reek of smoke of peat, hence also the peculiar flavor given to whiskey by being distilled with peat as fuel. Did you know? There's some things you didn't know. But the question I posited before we went to break was, if all you had was coal or firewood or peat or natural fuel of some sort, and the government came in and said, sorry, you can't burn that because we're trying to do the green thing, what would you do? What would you say? Would you continue to just ignore the government mandate and burn it anyway and risk arrest for violating a government mandate? Would you sit outside burning in your open fire pit when there's a burn ban waiting for the authorities to show up? And as soon as they climb your trespass, no trespassing sign defense, you engage them and teach them a lesson about not climbing people's fence that has a no trespassing sign on it? See, we got to talk about things like how to defend your perimeter. We have stories about that that, you know, I really want to share on a podcast. I don't want to take up our time doing that here. Nah, hi, are you visiting the dark side again, Mr. Krieger? We might be. Yeah, defending the perimeter, that's kind of a touchy subject. You know, people, a lot of people just fence their yards in. A lot of them have iron pipe fences. A lot of them have barbed wire. I haven't seen one yet with concertina wire unless it's a business. And that definitely says either keep out or we're keeping you in. You see that usually on FEMA concentration camps. Oh, I mean refugee camps, excuse me. I don't mean to insult FEMA. Oh, my. Yeah, just like they brought all those formaldehyde mobile homes for all those people post-Katrina. Remember that? Yeah. Look how long it took them to do that. Now they sent Blackwater in. Remember how wonderful that was? Shoot first. Don't bother asking questions. And, you know, with this Thanksgiving holiday coming up, I mean, we have to have some levity on the program. Here we have the CDC, the HHS, and it's all contradictory information. Breitbart News was contacted by the Health and Human Services Department after publication to clarify the mask mandate included in the report was a recommendation of study participants, people with long COVID, their caregivers, healthcare providers, advocates, and other subject matter experts. It isn't really a recommendation HHS made. Oh, yeah. You know what? If you're taking some sort of a prophylactic or they're eating a healthy diet and they're taking their supplements, you tell the HHS to go piss up a drain pipe, like my late father used to say. And then getting an updated coronavirus vaccine prior to Thanksgiving, what? You want to go shed that to the rest of your family? What are you people, stupid? Don't you see what it's done to millions of Americans? I mean, we're not even talking world statistics here. You look at what it's done to millions of Americans. These people have outright murdered millions of Americans by telling people they're safe and effective. Go to your local pharmacy and go to your local grocery store and get a jab today. Wow. And as soon as you get it and you think all that stuff stays right around the injection site, not happening. It's going everywhere, baby. That's what it does. All that little graphene oxide goes up there in your brain and starts chewing away on your all your little capillaries up there, or capillaries, as the Canadians call it. Yeah. Amazing how that works. Amazing. Darlene, I knew if I mentioned your name, you'd call into the show. How are you, Darlene? What's going on?
I just figured you're getting a little lonely.
I need a little conversation. So if the government came by and you were burning Pete, what would you tell them?
Well, I get up in the morning and practice the word no. I look in the mirror and I go, no, no, no. And more people need to do that, because I've learned things like at the farm store that everybody just gives up their phone number like it's nothing. And I look at them going, you have no idea what could happen there.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so that's what I tell people. Practice your word no. You get up, look in the mirror, and practice that before you brush your teeth. You know? And it's going to come down to that eventually, where that's what's going to have to happen, I believe.
Well, yeah, I mean, now they're announcing new enforcement guidance on COVID-19 vaccine mandates for nursing home residents and staff. Have they learned nothing from what happened with Cuomo in New York?
No, but I think when the killing rate gets very high, I think, as you said, things are going to happen.
Oh, I think so, too.
You know, because, and I don't blame them, but I also think upon conviction, they ought to probably be jabbed by the original COVID-19 vaccine at least 20 times, and then just put them in a cell and watch them, you know?
There you go. That way you know exactly what adverse reaction they would have. We'll start with Fauci. How about that?
I have no problem with that, because I knew when his name was first mentioned in the game, my brain's going, bad, bad. I'm going, what the heck is that? Well, in the 90s, I read a book on AIDS, and that's where I learned about Fauci. But nobody would listen to you, you know?
I know it. They said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Nobody wanted to hear he was a bad guy.
Nope, they didn't. And see, we know you're a good person, Darlene.
But you have to think like a bad guy once in a while, because that kind of leads you where they're going to lead you, you know?
It could, yeah. You have to think like they do in order to understand their behavior.
I sincerely hope not. But, you know, I've read so much of their stuff, you go, my God, these guys are so evil, you know?
Yeah.
And when you've been around, you know, I've been around the United States driving trucks, so you've kind of seen all kinds of things, so you don't get too shocked. I mean, you do get shocked a little bit on occasion. But when they do the Buddhist chanting on the news, you know we're in for it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the first time I knew we were in for it was when I was driving down the road to my storage unit on Rampart Boulevard in Port Charlotte, Florida, and I was driving past the Kingsway Golf Course, and I saw lines and lines of cars lined up, and every one of them are driving underneath the tent, and there's paramedics on the other end of the line making people sit there for 30 minutes to make sure nothing was going to happen to them. And I looked and I mean, there were hundreds of cars and I knew exactly what they were there for. And I'm looking over going, oh my God, these people are going to die. These people are in trouble. They are taking the government's word for all this. And I knew that I saw this in 2020. And it just scared the hell out of me, Darlene. It scared the hell out of me. I knew how evil these people were. And all these governors were buying into it and allowing the feds to come in with their vaccine stations and jabbing people left and right, knowing what the outcome was going to be. That's the sad part of the equation.
Well, the other thing is I was kind of wondering, hoping your guy with the 5G was on, because, and I might have misunderstood, but I talked to a gentleman in Spokane, which does remediation on 5G and stuff like that, and I said, I don't think they got it turned on around here, and we are a rural area, don't get me wrong, but we got all our 5G little antennas up. I can see them on the big towers. And he said, no, they're only broadcasting about 3 hertz. And I said, really? And he says, they go up to 50. And I know it's a military weapon, so that explains that. And I'm just wondering if all the people with the graphene oxide in them are going to be like a scarecrow hooked to a bunch of strings, you know?
I have a feeling you're right about that. We don't know yet because they haven't set it off. Yeah, I hope not either. Otherwise, you're going to be shooting scarecrows.
Right. That's what I see, too. And I know you mentioned something similar to that, but my mind's a little bit more imaginatory.
Well, no, that's all right. Imagination is good, Darlene, because, you know, usually when imagination starts creeping in and you start thinking about all the things that people are calling conspiracy theories, they usually come true at some point, as we're finding out.
Well, that's because to come up with a conspiracy theory, you have to be a critical thinker if you really look at it.
Yeah, you're right. You do.
You know,
you have to be a critical thinker.
Yeah, because the conspiracy theory, which I mentioned before, is CIA. So, you know, you go, and I got thinking about that because these people are critical thinking. You might not agree with them, but they're thinking, and you really, at this point in life, we should be happy that they're just thinking.
Well, I know that. You know, I mean, I have to ask them the question, and I want to engage people that like to think, like you, Darlene. That's why I mentioned your name, because I knew you'd call up. You know, it's not that I'm lonely. I've got plenty of company around here. I got a German Shepherd that's into heavy petting. So it's one of those things that, you know, when I'm sitting here thinking about things and thinking about life and thinking about how valuable it is and thinking about how quickly it could be snuffed out. And this is what these people don't understand yet, is the number of people that have gotten the jabs that are facing this kind of future. I mean, my own son got two Modernas just to keep his job. And every day I'm asking him, how are you feeling? Are you okay? What are you taking? Are you taking supplements? Are you taking something to counteract what's going on in the system? Because I don't want you having a stroke. You know, you got a kid to take care of. You got a family to feed. You know, what are you doing? And it's like, you know, it's one of these people that puts the paycheck over personal health. And I sometimes I wonder, you know, what kid did I raise? But, you know, hey, every family's got one.
Right. My aunt went to the hospital again last week.
Oh,
and
did she?
You know, it was a defibrillator problem, you know. And,
oh, no.
But that's okay. But, of course, first they gave her the COVID test, and this time she didn't pass, and boy, was she hot.
Oh, my God.
So, because she didn't pass the COVID test, they stuck her in the COVID ward, and they put her in this room with this woman who was so sick she couldn't even tell Aunt Joan if she took the jab. So I asked Aunt Joan, and Aunt Joan says to me, the doctor came in, and I asked him, I said, what are my symptoms, sir? Well, you don't have any.
Uh-huh.
All
did
right?
Aunt,
so
did
they
Aunt
got
Joan
paid
call
for the
you? Yeah, did Aunt Joan call you to tell you to come get her?
Well, when I found out she went, I was, you know, checking on her because I'm down here and she's up there. And
yeah.
So she made friends with one of the nurses who took the jab, and they were discussing the politics of medicine. And finally, they moved her into a private room, but they had her, you know, in a contaminated area. I mean, if you're going to catch something, and I don't know how she doesn't at 88, but she didn't. So they got paid like three times for her transition. You know, is what they did.
It's
and
a money grab.
And the COVID test was from China, so we know that's a false positive game. And then she said the money went up from $500 to $1,000 on the test. And this was in Amherst, New York, so you can figure out which hospital she was in.
You know. Thanks for that, Darlene. I appreciate the info, just so you know. Another
just
death camp
people,
out there.
Yeah, people heads up when they, you know, because I, like you said, I, you know, I'm getting the age where I'm supposed to choose Medicare. I don't think I'm gonna. I really don't. I got no life where I run to the doctor. I don't even want to start that game, you know?
And see, the thing is when you get in the Medicare system, they ask a lot of questions. You got to fill out a lot of applications. And every time you go to the doctor, it's an update that you know is going to get fed into the Medical Information Bureau. And I'm just wondering, okay, you know, what are they going to do? And I got to call my insurance agent after I get off the show, and I'm going to ask her flat out, if I want out of Medicare, what do I do? Just stop paying? What do? Just say I'm not going to take any plan this year? I mean, if he's going to strip this down and make my medications, I can buy my medications on the black market. I don't need them. I can get it for a whole hell of a lot less for my milligram of whatever prescription I'm taking. And if I'm taking supplements from the Power Mall, what do I need them for? I'm healthy. And hey, if I'm not healthy, it's my own damn fault, right?
Well, I'll tell you, supplements mean a lot. I've got a friend in Phoenix. He's over 70. He's an ex-Vietnam vet. He's 340 pounds. He's a ball of psoriasis because he's got leaky gut from the food.
Oh.
He is on no meds. Oh, and he's radioactive because I did a hair test, sent him a hair test because he's like a brother to me. And he's radioactive off the charts because he was hauling plutonium exchangers into Rocky Flats. And he's not on any meds. And he doesn't go to the VA because he says they kill people there. Well,
they do.
Kind of agree with that, you know. And I said, we should put you on a billboard on the interstate and says, hi, my name's Bob, and I'm not on any meds, because nobody would believe it looking at him.
Yeah, I mean, you just imagine if you hooked him up to a light bulb on the billboard that you're putting him up there on. Maybe it would light up the billboard. Who knows, with all that radioactivity.
Yeah, he's taking iodine and boral calcium gluconate.
Now
and those
that,
are really the two yeah. things you need to, because, you know, even the guy that did the hair sample said, you should have cancer or something. And I said, it's from your book, Dr. Ulrey, I mean, that you did with Charles Walters. I said, he's doing just, and that was 15 years ago we did the hair sample. And plus, he lives in Phoenix, so you got the leaking reactor on the west side.
Well,
you know?
Just buy him, yeah, buy him a couple of bottles of Nuke Protect and send him on his way, because I'm sure he'll do just fine
right.
as long as
yeah.
he can keep replacing that iodine with the good stuff. So. Well,
but
we appreciate
you
your phone call.
It's going to be, I just can't say enough because I'm not on any meds either. And, but I don't go see
God
him.
Bless
and, I,
you.
And the big thing is don't volunteer. That's where you get it.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate that. Thanks for the comments, Darlene. Allen in Texas, how are you?
Good day, Dave. Yeah, I just want to expound on something that Darlene started off with. You know, folks, this is a very simple truth, and this is the way pretty much I live my life, and I'm sure Darlene does too. You know, just this is very simple. If you don't have the ability to say no, your yes is meaningless.
Bingo.
You know, the world we live in, everyone just gives their information away. You know, I've told people before, you know, it's like next time you go into the doctor, you know, to see the doctor, they always give you this form to fill out. And they might even have highlighted, you know, what you need to fill out. They always have your Social Security number there. I said, just don't put your Social Security number down, none of that stuff. And hand the form back to them. They won't say a word to you. You know,
amazing.
Because without that identifier, they really don't know exactly who you are.
Well, the MIB doesn't, or the MIB is going to try to guess. But, you know, if the credit bureaus have an 85% error rating in their reporting of their credit bureau reports, imagine what kind of screw up the MIB might have. Your diagnoses might be very well put into somebody else's file.
Yes, sir. And Darling was also talking about being asymptomatic. Well, you know, in today's world, being asymptomatic just makes you the most dangerous person on earth. You are a super spreader. You know,
oh,
this
my.
World, Dave. I miss the days when people actually had brains. I really don't know what it's going to end up, Dave. But man, we're living in a nightmare.
Yeah, we are. I appreciate that, Alan. That's I mean,
thank you, Dave.
Your overviews. Alan Crutcher, by the way, is a co-host with Steve O'Brien on the Republic of Texas Radio. That's part of the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I had the pleasure of being a guest on their show. Maybe we could do that again sometime. All right. Now, you want to find out about cancel culture with a few minutes of time we have remaining left? Oh, I got some news for you. This happened down in South Carolina's Berkeley County. They have a school board meeting, very first one. And in one meeting, Deion Jackson went from South Carolina's Berkeley County school superintendent to being unemployed. His firing came at the hand of a newly elected school board, which appears to have declared a judgment day for woke practices in its district. In its first meeting after the election, the board fired Jackson and school counsel Tiffany Richardson. Then it hired Anthony Dixon as its superintendent and retained Brandon Gaskins as counsel. And before the day was over, the board banned teaching critical race theory and created a board to review library books for pornographic content. Moms for Liberty, an activist group that supports parental rights and education, endorsed six of the board's nine members. Many Moms for Liberty candidates won school board elections this November. The school group's leaders say more aggressive school management decisions may soon be in order. In Berkeley, South Carolina, that is, the candidate's aggressive approach was a response to student discipline policies and slow learning post-COVID, according to Christy Dixon, Moms for Liberty chapter chair for Berkeley. Parents were seeing their kids were not achieving at the levels they had been previously, and there were a lot of changes, Dixon said. So you see, it makes a difference when parents stand up and do the right thing. Now, the next question we got to ask ourselves is, will Elon Musk turn Twitter's tide against censorship? Yep, within weeks of Elon Musk taking over Twitter, information gatekeepers and controllers are panicking about rising engagement on posts from people accused of spreading misinformation. According to NewsGuard, the Mercola Twitter account saw the largest increase in likes and retweets out of those that had previously been most heavily censored. 2 weeks before Musk takeover, we had 932 engagements in a 7-day period. During the first week after Musk's takeover, we had 19,259 engagements. That's a 1,966.4% increase, which NewsGuard claims is proof that dangerous falsehoods are again proliferating. Well, when you have stuff like that coming out, folks, understand what censorship really is. When they start pointing fingers at you because you're saying the wrong thing that nobody wants to hear, all of a sudden now, this thing that the federal government has taught us that they're famous for, and pick whatever skirmish you want to pick. Pick Waco, pick Ruby Ridge, pick Gordon Call, anything, any of these things where the federal government came in and the rules of engagement changed. One of the things they use as part of censorship is demonization. They rally the media against the victims, the alleged victims. They may have been innocent. They could have arrested Koresh anywhere. Randy Weaver, they set him up. That was obviously proven by Jerry Spence at trial. But it cost Randy Weaver his wife and his son. So, you know, and his three daughters got taken away and given to the custody of the grandparents while he served 18 months for failure to appear. All because two FBI agents set him up. See what we mean about being infiltrated by the feds? Got to watch your back. Got to vet carefully. Got to watch this stuff. And I mean, we're talking about censorship being the policy of U.S. State Department, the Pentagon, intelligence services. It's all part of it. And they've all infiltrated Twitter. I guarantee you they are. They're watching what's going on. I'll bet they even infiltrated NewsGuard. And one little reminder for you people out there that have pets. A Knoxville, Tennessee family almost lost their golden retriever pup Pippa last Thanksgiving after she consumed rising bread dough. The dog became lethargic and landed in the ER, where veterans fed her ice chips to stop the dough from rising in her stomach. Eventually, the dog passed the dough on her own, avoiding surgery, but her experience serves as a warning this Thanksgiving to make sure our pets are safe. Sugar is not a good thing for them. Anything, chocolate, coffee, caffeine, not a good thing. Baked goods, got to watch it. Pancreatitis, any number of things. Animal bones, cooked ones tend to splinter. There's a risk for esophageal damage. Folks, I mean, watch your pets this Thanksgiving. And on behalf of all of us at the Power Hour and the Power Mall, keep shopping. We're open for a while longer at the Power Mall. You want to call us up? In the meantime, happy Thanksgiving from all of us to all of you and your families this Thanksgiving holiday. Stay safe. We will see you next Monday here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger saying, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.